This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Happy Friday. U.S. News Magazine came out with a ranking of the 36 largest countries in the world. And where's the best place to live? For the fourth year in a row, Switzerland is the top country. This year, Canada jumped over Japan for second place. The U.S. is in seventh place. Mentioned flu season is bad this year. Widespread infections in all 50 states. Now here's a new theory why the flu is so bad this particular year. Full employment. They say with just about everybody going to work, it's that much easier to pick up a bug at the office. So sneeze and cough and thank the economy, I guess. So this will make you wash your pillowcases more often. Mattress brand Amerisleep put a week-old pillowcase under the microscope. They found it had about 3 million colony-forming units of bacteria per square inch on it. That's nearly 18,000 times more bacteria than you'd find on the average toilet seat. Yikes. So if you haven't washed your sheets and pillowcases in a while, you're basically putting your head on a toilet seat at night. Sweet dreams. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you're wondering where all your money's going, a lot of it's being washed away in a sea of French fries and sweet and sour pork. Word out, the average person now spends $281 every month going out to eat. That adds up to $3,372 a year. And during your adult life, that's more than $200,000 you'll spend going to restaurants. Survey also found 83% of us have eaten at a fast food restaurant in the past month. 61% had gone to a casual sit-down restaurant, and 61% had gone to a pizza place or gotten pizza delivered. This coming Monday is one of the most popular days to take a sick day. Believe it or not, the most popular days of the year to fake sick are Christmas, the day after Easter, and January 2nd, right after New Year's. Mondays, including Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, dominate the list of days to take off. Weekend just ahead. 88% of people say they feel at least a little bit of anxiety on Sundays before going back to work the next day. And the average time that feeling sets in, 3:58 p.m. Did you know the average person does about 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend, including checking emails, looking over files, and sometimes even taking calls? Passwords, friends and family phone numbers and addresses, how to spell, how to write neatly, and sadly, our own phone number are just some of the things we have forgotten because of technology. Is it a blessing or a curse? Wrap up with a few random facts. If you made $5,000 a day since Columbus first arrived in America, you still wouldn't have $1 billion today. From 1935 to 1937, restaurants in Wisconsin were legally required to serve cheese and butter with every meal. And a pilot episode of Game of Thrones was made in 2009, but it's never aired or been released. A lot of it was rewritten and recast afterward. Reminder Monday, the South Haven Kiwanis Club is sponsoring a free skate for students from 3 to 6 p.m. on Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, at the South Haven Ice Rink. And fun starts at 3 till 6. It's a free skate for students presented by the South Haven Kiwanis Club Monday at the South Haven Ice Rink. Knucklehead News out of Oklahoma, where a woman who was late for work said she had a flat tire and sent her boss a picture of a nail in a tire. Only it looked totally fake if you zoom in. And it's the first picture that comes up in a Google image search for nail in tire. No word on whether she was let go. The Daily Buzz. Paul at WCSY.com is my email if you'd like to send me something to buzz about. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We have a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Or copy and paste a link on our Facebook page. All of our cozy podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website, and all the great podcasting outlets, including Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcast. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.